إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، continue إن شاء الله تعالى reading from الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد، كتاب التوحيد للإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى، والشرح The Explanation of Our Noble Sheikh العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان آل فوزان حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه ولمشايخنا وعلمائنا وللمسلمين والمسلمات وللمتكلمين والسامعين والسامعات. باب من جحد شيئا من الأسماء والصفات، أي من يكفر في من يكفر بشيء من الأسماء والصفات. In this chapter, the Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وجزاه الله عن الإسلام والمسلمين خيرا. He mentioned the chapter is pertaining to the names and the attributes of Allah, precisely those who disbelieve in the names and the attributes of Allah, as the Shaykh Fawzan حفظه تعالى mentioned. بَابُ مَنْ جَحَدَ أي أنه يكفر بذلك، أنه يكفر بذلك. قال الإمام المجدد: باب من جحد شيئا من الأسماء والصفات وقول الله تعالى وهم يكفرون بالرحمن، يعني الآية في سورة الرعد، الآية 30 في سورة الرعد. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: كذلك أرسلناك في أمة قد خلت من قبلها أمم لتتلو عليهم الذي أوحينا إليك وهم يكفرون بالرحمن، وهم يكفرون بالرحمن. قل هو ربي لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وإليه متاب. Thus have we sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to a community before whom other communities have passed away, in order that you may recite unto them what we have revealed to you, while they disbelieve in the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, He is my Lord, La ilaha illa hu. None has the right to be worshipped but He. In Him is my trust, and to Him will be my return with repentance. مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. The relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed. يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: لما كان التوحيد ثلاثة أنواع، توحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الإلهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات، وكان الإيمان بالله لا يحصل إلا بتحقق هذه الثلاثة، وكان الإيمان بالله لا يحصل إلا بتحقق هذه الثلاثة، نبه المصنف بهذا الباب على هذا النوع ليبين حكم من جحده. The Shaykh says, Tawheed, as you know, is three aspects. There are three aspects of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of Lordship. Wa Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which is the Tawheed of Worship. Tawheed al-Ibadah. وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات، the Tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah. And a person would not establish the iman unless that person establishes three aspects of tawheed. And since this is the case, he says the Musannif here, Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned and he brought this chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. He mentioned in this chapter of his book, Kitab al-Tawheed, these aspects of Tawheed, because it is from Tawheed. Tawheed al-Asma' wa-Sifat, so that he will make clear to the people the ruling of those who deny this type of Tawheed, who deny this aspect of Tawheed. كما قال الشيخ في الشرح في شرح المفردات باب من جحد إلى آخره أي أنه يكفر بذلك. That the one who denied any of the attributes of Allah or his names, subhanahu wa ta'ala, leads that person to kufr and to disbelief. وهم الضمير يعود في الآية في سورة الرعد يعود يقول الشيخ إلى كفار قريش يعود إلى كفار قريش الضمير وهم and they disbelieve in الرحمن they refers the Shaykh to the pagans of Quraysh, the disbelievers amongst Quraysh. هم الذين يكفرون بالرحمن في الآية وهم يكفرون بالرحمن قال الشيخ أي يجحدون هذا الاسم يجحدون هذا الاسم الرحمن قالوا ومن هم الرحمن مع إيمانهم بالله فالرحمن اسم من أسماء الله والرحمة صفة من صفاته سبحانه وتعالى. The Shaykh still explains some of the wordings of this ayah before he gave the general meaning of this verse in Surah Al-Ra'd. يكفرون بالرحمن. They disbelieve in Ar-Rahman. He said, meaning they deny this name of Allah. The pagan of Quraysh, they denied this name of Allah, Ar-Rahman. Even though they believe in Allah, the pagans of Quraysh, they believed in Allah. Inam. But they disbelieved in Ar-Rahman. And Ar-Rahman, Shaykh Salih Hafidhahullah says, is ism min asma'illah, is a name from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-Rahmah is an attribute from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ar-Rahman is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ar-Rahmah is a sifa, is an attribute from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, قُلْ قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي. الأمر هنا للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قُلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ بِالرَّحْمَنِ. Say to them, now is an order that is, who has been addressed here is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning say, O Muhammad, as a reply to them, when they deny Ar-Rahman, say to them, say to those who disbelieve in Ar-Rahman. Because when they heard Ar-Rahman, they said, who is Ar-Rahman? We know Allah, but who is Ar-Rahman? As the ulama, when they explain this, they says, we know Allah, but who's Ar-Rahman? They think like they're two different. But they know that, but actually, alhamdulillah for us, Ar-Rahman is one of the names of Allah. Allah huwa Ar-Rahman, and huwa Ar-Rahim. Inam. قُلْ هُوَ رَبِّي أَيْ أَرْرَحْمَانُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ رَبِّي وَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ. Say to them, Ar-Rahman, that you're asking about, he is my Lord. Even if you disbelieve in him, he is my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا هو أي لا معبود لي لا معبود بحق سواه. Ar-Rahman is Allah, is my Lord, the one who has no, that no one deserves to be worshipped except He subhanahu wa ta'ala. توكلت عليه أي فوضت أموري كلها إليه واعتمدت عليه. He is the one, since He is my Lord, I turn all my affairs to Him. I rely on Him and depend on Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of my affairs. Likewise, إليه متاب أي مرجعي وتوبتي. To Him I return in everything and in repentance. نعم. قال الشيخ حفظه الله في المعنى الإجمالي, المعنى الإجمالي لهذه الآية. In the general meaning of this ayah, يقول فضيلة الشيخ صالح حفظه الله أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ينكر على مشركي قريش جحودهم لاسمه الرحمن. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى ينكر على مشركي قريش جحودهم للرحمن. He began by saying in his, of course this is a brief explanation of this ayah, and that tells us from the nature of this book itself once again, because this is al-mulakhas. This is a mulakhas fi shah kitab al-tawhid. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan has another book in which he explained kitab al-tawhid. Aina. And in that book he went, alhamdulillah, give more details. But this one, because it's mulakhas, it's concise. This is a concise explanation that the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala has given on Kitab al-Tawheed. But other than that, there is other books who have explained, other ulama who has explained Kitab al-Tawheed and give you more details, alhamdulillah. And also, if anyone who wants more details as related to the tafsir of this ayah, get back to the tafsir of Ahlul Ilm. Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tabari, Tafsir Al-Baghawi, Tafsir Al-Sa'di, or inshaAllah, Adwa Al-Bayan, and not Al-Dhilal of Sayyid Qutb, Kitab Al-Dalal. Some people, they read this book of Sayyid Qutb al-Dhilal, and the people should not listen to it and read that book. Well, that book, first it was written by a man who's not a alim. Sayyid Qutb, he's not a alim. He was adib, was a man who was eloquent in his time, but he has committed many mistakes in aqeedah, wa'iyadu billah. So the ulama, they said, you don't read that book of Dhilal. Ala ayin, the Shaykh says, the general meaning of this ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refute the mushrikeen of Quraysh by rejecting what they were upon at that time as related to them, rejecting and denying His name Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. ويأمر رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرد عليهم هذا الجحود ويعلن إيمانه بربه وبأسمائه وصفاته. And he commanded his messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to refute them. أي نعم, to refute this denial of theirs, them denying Ar-Rahman. They didn't accept it. And that he has to, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he professed his belief in Allah, in his Lord, in his names and in his attributes. وأنه سبحانه هو الذي يستحق العبادة وحده. And that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped. وكذلك يتوكل عليه ويرجع إليه في جميع الأمور ويتاب إليه من الذنوب. That Allah alone سبحانه وتعالى deserves to be worshipped. Chapter number 40 or 39, one of them, maybe 40. According to this translation here, it's 39. According to other ones, it's 40. طيب, but you will know from the ayah and from the names of the chapter. Now, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the true God. There is no true God that deserves to be worshipped except He, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, there is people claims to have and to worship other gods, and they take false gods beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the meaning of La ilaha illallah, La ma'buda bihaqin illallah, wa ghayru Allahi in ubida fa bi batil. That the meaning of La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And if anyone or anything been worshipped, they are worshipped in falsehood. And this is the ta'rif. You will find it in the book of the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Wasabi al-Abdali Hafidahullah. Shaykh from Yemen, Hafidahullah, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab. Not the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab Kitab al-Tawheed, it's Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Wasabi. From Yemen, he's still alive, Hafidahullah, wa matta'ahu bis-sihha wal-afiyah. In his book, Al-Qawl al-Mufid fi Adillati al-Tawheed. Al-Qawl al-Mufid fi Adillati al-Tawheed. I forget to give you the name of the book when I mention of Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, the detailed two volumes of Kitab al-Tawheed is I'anatu al-Mustafid. I'anatu al-Mustafid fi Sharhi Kitab al-Tawheed. So he says, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He alone deserves to be worshipped, then also التوكل يكون على الله subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the servants, they should rely on Allah. They turn all of their affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance. They turn to Allah, they don't turn to human being. There is no wasita. There is no one that is between Allah and His servants, like in the belief of certain people who are upon falsehood, they have to go to a human being. But rather, alhamdulillah, you turn to Allah. No one should know what you have done. Yes, there is some matters when you don't know, you want to ask someone. Alhamdulillah, you ask, مَا بَالُ فُولَان. What if a person did this and this or this? None. InshaAllah. But Allah, He's the one who forgives sins. Nobody else.
مُنَاسَبَةُ الْآيَةِ لِلْبَابِ أَنَّ جُحُودَ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ كُفْرٌ.
And now the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentioned to us the reason why Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, selected this verse from the Qur'an as a proof in this chapter. He says, because denying any from the names or the attributes of Allah constitute kufr, disbelief, wa al-Iyadu billah. Ayna. And remember, in Kitab al-Tawheed, throughout this chapter, we were learning that Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahmahu ta'ala, after in the early chapters, mentioned what is Tawheed, the fada'il, the virtues of Tawheed, the benefits of Tawheed, and then he began to give chapters. Throughout those chapters, he dealt with
the things that nullify Tawheed and take it away completely. And that's, and these other chapters from action. These are actions or statements or belief that take out Tawheed, that are against Tawheed totally. And then in other chapters he mentioned statements or actions that these are actions and statements that disseminate amongst people. You find them practiced. If you're not in your area, then they are in many other areas. From statements or actions that yet do not nullify the Tawheed, but they decrease from it, from its perfection. But the Muslim is required to establish Tawheed. And we are created for this. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ رضي الله عنهما أي ليوحدون. وكما قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب نفسه في القواعد الأربع رحمه الله, والعبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد. العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد, كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة. So this is very important. These chapters, they explain to us in details Tawheed. Yeah, we need to know what it is, and we need to establish it firmly for Allah, sincerely for Allah, and be on it and ask Allah firmness upon it. And also we have to learn about the things that nullify Tawheed, and also about those things that decrease from its completion and perfection, because we have to perfect our Tawheed. And that's why we learn these classes. And that's why we always say, when you come to a class, you learn the deen of Allah, and especially Tawheed and Aqeedah. You gotta be here with your body, your ears, your mind, and your heart, so you can perceive and comprehend. And especially because we are created for this, for Tawheed, to establish Tawheed, to worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created a jinn and a human being except to worship me. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, he says, لِيُوَحِّدُونَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave it upon us to worship him in any way, like certain deviant they do from Sufiya and other than them. They just worship Allah based on whatever they think it's right. But rather we have to adhere to the commands of Allah and to the commands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because any act of worship without Tawheed, that's not a valid act of worship. Any act of worship upon shirk or iyadu billah, it's not going to be of any benefit for the person. Like we find in some areas, people who claim to be upon Islam, yes, they say la ilaha illallah, they pray, fast, but then you find them, they nullify all that, wal-iyadu billah, by falling into shirk. What is shirk? Calling upon other than Allah, slaughtering for other than Allah, believing that other than Allah cures or brings benefits or repel harms. And these are from the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you follow the means, ta'khud bil asbab, but you don't depend on the means. Now if somebody is sick, you go to the doctor, you seek medication and treatment. By doing this, you're following the means. But some ignorant, instead to take their loved ones to the doctor, they take them to the grave with some dead person and cry there and humble themselves, which they humiliate themselves. Oh, so-and-so cured his mother. And if that mother died because of their negligence, then take the doctor, they say, oh, the so-so sheikh wants his mother to die. You see how ignorant they are. The so sheikh, he wants his mother to die. As one of the mashayikh, he mentioned a story, a true story, that subhanAllah, this family, they lost so many kids, because these kids, they used to be born with some disease or something, and they get very sick. And instead to take them to the doctor, where do they take them? To so-and-so sheikh. and stay there, and the kid's getting sick, and when he died, they like happy, oh, the Shaykh wants him. One after the other, subhanAllah. And finally, Allah made a way for them that they visit somebody of their family members who were upon the same thing, but somebody gave him Kitab al-Tawheed. SubhanAllah. Somebody gave him a copy of Kitab al-Tawheed. And when he started reading Kitab al-Tawheed, he couldn't understand. He's like, how comes? SubhanAllah. Is this? Then he has to go to another Shaykh and explain to him. He said, look, well, we grow up upon this. And that's all we know, that these are righteous people who died and there is barakah in them and we don't worship them, but they are between us and Allah. You can't do it on our own. You can't do it. Because why can't you do it? Allah says, ud'uni. And I didn't say go to somebody else. No. So Alhamdulillah himself, he was confused for a while. But then that Shaykh, he has explained to him. So he accepted. So now he says, that person in that country, he says, every time, whenever one of those people, his family members, get sick, they used to be far away. Because this person, he lives in the city where that so big Shaykh buried in. And all that country, people come from all over the areas. Instead to go to the doctor or make ruqya shara'iyya, they come there. He said, so before, they used to, whenever they come, because they come from far. Let's say somebody come from New York, from Massachusetts, from Minnesota, from California here to Atlanta. Okay? So they used to come and he would open his door for them and help them and assist them and participate in all of these things they do. Because not only they go there, but they humble themselves, they slaughter animals for those dead people and the like. So he said, subhanAllah, and then at that time they came, he told them, look man, I gotta tell you something. This time I'm not going with you. They're like, why? He's like, look, this, he explained to them that stuff is no good. A shirk. No one cures but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's take you to a doctor. And with that you have to rely on Allah, not on a doctor. But this is good, this is you take the medicine. No, they didn't want to hear it. They fought and they left. And then they went and the boy died. And then they like still like, okay, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Because even though they say it's okay, but the mother, that's it, after maybe there was a third or the fourth child, she lost it and she got very sick because she missed her kids. And then it took a long time, some time, finally, and then alhamdulillah guide the whole family to Tawheed. Aynam, to know that alhamdulillah, that's a aynam. So you find certain people, mashallah, masakeen, like Sheikh al-Albani rahimahu ta'ala mentioned, Sheikh bin Baz, bin Uthaymeen, and Mashaykh al-Da'wah, Salafiyya, they want good for the people. They said, people masakeen, they say la ilaha illallah, they don't know what he means. And the kuffar of Quraysh, they knew the meaning of la ilaha illallah better than many Muslims who they pray and say it in adhan, say it in tashahud, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, but they go against it. Why kuffar Quraysh refused to say la ilaha illallah? You think it was difficult for them? No. They refused to say la ilaha illallah because they knew what it means. They knew exactly what the Prophet ﷺ calling them. The Prophet ﷺ is telling them, give up all false deities. That any act of worship should be done only for Allah. That's why they refuse. They believe in Allah. When it comes to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, there's no problem with Quraysh. They believe in Allah. If somebody tell you that Quraysh doesn't believe in Allah, like the Sufis and the ignorance, they don't know, Masakeen. They told you, no, Kuffar Quraysh never believed in Allah. They believed only in the idols and statues and... No, they believe in Allah. Many ayats. None. If you were to ask them who created them, or who provided for them, who sent down the water from the skies, what they say? Manat? Allat Uzza? What they say? Allah. If you ask them who create the heavens and the earth, what they say? Allah. They believed in Allah. But that's only Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, faqat. But them devoting all aspects of worship for Him alone, that was their problem. That was their problem. And that was the problem of all previous nations. It's rare throughout history you find those who deny Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And even if they deny it only by tongue, but in their hearts, as Allah tells us, they know. They know for sure that no one creates the heavens and the earth. These objects and these idols do not create anything. They themselves are created. They were made by somebody else. There's many means, kibr, arrogance. Some people don't want to give up their power. Like some of the mashayikh, hafidhahumullah, they mentioned, they said they sit with some big head Sufis, big shots. And they told them, those big head Sufis, they said, look man, we agree with you. What you are on is the haqq, no doubt. This manhaj al-Salafi is the truth, is the haqq. He said, so why don't you fight? He said, man, if we start calling the people to that, we'll be like you. And again, no mansions, no money, no cars, nothing, no power. All is going to go. See, dunya. They want power. They want people to work for them, to serve them. They love that. So if they tell the people, look, man, all what you do around me is bad. So nobody going to do that again. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ مَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنَ الْآيَةِ أَوَّلًا أَنَّ جُحُودَ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الْأَسْمَاءِ وَالصِّفَاتِ كُفْرٌ. What are some of the benefits and lessons of this ayah? Number one, the Shaykh says, denying any of the attributes of names of Allah or His attributes is a kufr, is a disbelief, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, is a disbelief. Number two, وُجُوبُ الْإِيمَانِ بِأَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. We should know, with no doubt, that believing in the names and attributes of Allah, having belief in the names and the attributes of Allah, is an obligation. But keep in mind, as we learn in other books, other class, like the class of Aqidah, alhamdulillah, like the book we have with us, Aqidah As-Salaf, Ashab al-Hadith, al-Imam Abi Uthman, Abdurrahman ibn Ismail al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, that we believe in these names and the attributes, and we affirm for Allah only what He subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for Himself in His book, or on the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with those conditions that we have learned in those class of aqidah. Number three, wujub al-tawakkul ala Allahi wa tawbati ilayhi. It is an obligation to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put all of our affairs in Allah's hands subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you do, you're going to know, look, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. And only Allah will take it away from you. Not that manager, not that supervisor, not how many people in line in front of you. Some people, they just look on the line, I'm not going to get it. And they go back. Ya akhi, maybe there's many people behind you. If it's meant for you, they're going to wait for you. That spot is waiting for you. And some people, they think just because he was the first one in line, they have to pick him. Or someone, I know somebody. Nah, you know somebody. Do you know Allah? You know somebody, but do you know your Lord? They're going to depend on somebody. Some people even get mad that somebody in the masjid, you're a manager and still didn't get me. Allah, I tried my best, man. For whatever reason, Allah didn't want this job for you, man. Go review the chapters of Tawheed, man, of Tawakkul. Now, we put the means. We follow the means that are legislated. And subhanAllah, remember we talked about the benefits of tawakkul and tawheed, because it's from tawheed. That if you rely on Allah, you follow the means. Don't stay home like certain people don't understand what tawakkul is. Look, no job, they're not filing, no application, nothing. Asno? Tawakkul, akhi. Yeah, that's not tawakkul. They're missing an alif. That's tawakkul. These people, they are a burden on the society. Now you do to follow the means, insha'Allah ta'ala, and then if he comes, alhamdulillah, Allah wants it to come. If not, try another way. And that's all you have to do. Ayna'am barakallahu feekum. Rabi'an, وجوب إخلاص العبادة لله. With number three, it's also, it is an obligation to rely on Allah, but also to turn to Allah with repentance. Constantly ask Allah for repentance. رابعاً وجوب إخلاص العبادة لله. Likewise, it is an obligation to have the ibadah, all acts of worship for Allah and sincerely for Allah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.